Hey y'all, it's your bad bitch duo, Arize.
And Gabriel with the next.
And we're here to introduce you to our new podcast,
Let's Talk Erotica. Well, hello, Arize.
Hello, Gabriel.
Back for another weekly Wednesday podcast episode.
We are. What's our topic of today?
Today, we will be doing a best friend tag.
And what is that?
A best friend tag is basically a series of questions asked to each other to see how well we know each other, to get the viewers to know how we know each other, and just to people to see our personalities.
Okay.
So, I'll just be asking all the questions, because I have it here.
Works for me.
Okay. What is the funniest thing I've ever said to you?
The funniest thing?
Yeah.
Your laugh, the one I played earlier. This shit is hilarious to me.
That's true. I'm dead that you really saved that and you're planning to use the first song.
Yes, I'm going to use it for an intro to the song one day. It's hilarious, guys.
Okay, so you can read the second question. Just go back and forth so it can be more fair.
What is the funniest thing I've ever done in your presence?
It was definitely in high school, senior year. I don't know if you remember, whenever somebody was talking and then you're just like, ooh. I think it was Monique or something.
Probably something.
Whenever we were cleaning the closet. And yes. She was just like, ooh. And I was like, that's not the funniest, but that's where my mind traveled to. It was hilarious.
I am not shit. And I'm constantly disrespecting people and I need to stop. I'm not, but I need to.
You're right. Okay, this question is, am I more likely to snort, fart, or spit out a drink when I laugh?
Probably spit it out. Okay. If my personality were a viral meme, which one would it be?
You know what? This is gonna sound weird, but hi, welcome to Chili's. Does that make sense?
It's fitting, though, because right? I love
if
that
you
shit.
Know, if you know, you know. That's why I chose that for Arize. That is too funny. If I were a cell phone, which one would I be?
An iPhone. This bitch is bougie.
Period.
Bougie as hell.
Thank you.
If I had no internet access for a week, what would my days off look like?
If you had no internet connection, it would be looking like sleep.
Most likely, because I do a lot of art, but that's just not going to be done if I don't have no internet.
Exactly. Which cartoon character is my doppelganger?
I don't know why, but the first person that comes to my mind is Velma, just because... It's not fitting at all, but that shit is so hilarious to me. It's all I can picture.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my head hurts. Damn.
Oh, that is hilarious. If I were on a reality TV show, what would my intro tagline be?
Your intro tag, like a saying?
Yeah. My name's Buck.
Rated E for everyone. I was trying to be cute with it, but I guess that was not something cute.
That was not cute at all. That was so disrespectful.
I was like, why? It's a joke.
He said it's a joke. Wow.
Which type of dog do I resemble the most? I know I keep getting these questions.
Right? So fucking weird.
Well, I'm glad you're not getting them, but then I have to answer. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me think. I don't know names of dogs.
So it's not even a common dog.
I mean...
Damn!
Now, I want to say a Yorkie, but...
Yep. A Yorkie and a Velma.
No, because, like, the dog I'm thinking of, I can't think of right now.
Damn.
Exactly.
I wish I knew, because now I'm very curious.
It's 11. Moving on.
Oh.
Fucking babe. Babe, bitch, I'm dead. Would I look good with a bald head?
No.
That filter we was doing the other day.
No, oh, yes. That was horrendous. Mm-hmm. What insect will I be reincarnated to?
Insect? A ladybug.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
He's like, a stink bug.
He said a fucking moth, bitch. How am I most likely to die IRL while playing VR?
Ew. That is such a weird question. You wouldn't even play VR.
Literally.
If I could rephrase the question and be like, how would you most likely to die in real life? I would say suicide.
He said just going in there, guys. I am not suicidal, guys, for the sake of my mental health.
For the sake of anybody important listening.
Literally.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious.
We're going to go on to the next set of questions. Tell me if I have a favorite place to visit every year.
San Antonio.
You're right.
Every year.
I love San Antonio.
At the top?
Yes.
Now somebody's coming. Texas in the top. Do I want to have lots of kids and why?
No, you do not.
That's the kind of question, isn't it?
Do you remember when we first met each other?
Yes, because I did not like your ass. So yes, guys, I remember when I first met him.
I'm like...
What was your first opinion about me and why? Same situation. Hilarious.
Annoying, rude bitch. Why? Because you were.
I'm just saying I was.
Please tell me honestly if you liked me at our first meeting.
What the? These bitches are shady. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Right.
No.
These are good questions. What the hell? It's like best friend tag or frenemy tag. Like, what's going on here?
Right? They switch it up. Do we have the same favorite singer? If yes, who is he or she?
No.
No, we do not.
Like, damn, I can't elaborate? No.
No.
Because we can't. What is our favorite memory that we share?
A favorite memory?
Yeah.
What did we say, New York? Oh, yeah, no.
I wish we were high in New York. I bet.
I mean, shitty weed, guys. Shitty weed.
Yeah, it is. I do not recommend. Mm-hmm. But that was fun.
It was. But I would say San Antonio, honestly.
Yeah.
The last trip that we went, we were taking those shots back. We were living our best lives.
We were. That was so fun.
Which one was that? What's your favorite movie we have seen together?
Oh, Pitch Perfect.
Yes.
For sure. That was hilarious to watch together. Have we ever done stupid things together?
Yes, bitch. We are clowns. We be on clown shit 24/7.
Don't let Jasmine hear you. She's going to co-sign.
Okay, where's that? Have you ever hidden the truth from me?
Actually, no. You're somebody I can be pretty honest with because you don't judge.
That's true. That's very true.
Have you with me?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I have, actually. Now, you already know. I'm a real ass bitch.
You are.
Always honest out here on these streets.
Between the two of you, which one is better learner? Which one? Okay, out of us two, who's the better learner?
Better learner? I would say you. Actually, me. I was thinking back on, like, art and shit. I was like,
You're right. Art and videography, because that shit's a talent.
Do I have a closest friend beside you? I think all of our friends are slightly mutual.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I would say Brittany or Alicia?
Mm-hmm. Both of them. They all, like, all three are at the same level. These bitches surprised me on my birthday, and not a lot of you bitches could do that. So.
Yeah.
Because I hate surprises.
Because I wanted to invite other people. Mm-hmm. We were thinking about it, but just, like, no. I was like, I'm pretty sure we're the only three that could get away with surprising him.
Mm-hmm. Because other bitches I would have to fight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, between, out of two of us, who's better at sports?
At sports? Probably still me.
Yeah, I was like...
Probably still me. Sorry, guys. Grew up with sporty parents. Do I have... No. Between the two of you... I think it's the next set of questions, right? Let's see shit.
Where's he?
Sorry, guys. I have a cat in the background.
Let me see if I can find this picture.
You got one miss? What's up, Ducky? Do that man a bone? I got a still one. I'm a lucky. If this is stick up, then I'm a gummy. Give me all your money in the back and get you running. Thinking in my head, we do what God salutes. I know I've got you, but boy, I'm feeling horny. All the reason I'm doing is because your ass is corny. Let me keep this straight. It's the 8 months later that you want me to date. I can be, what's the truth? You found out the loser.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Okay. So we're at 14. So I went to the actual website because these are pretty good.
We're at 14?
Yeah.
Between the two of you, who had more dates?
You. Me?
I've had like one date my entire life.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot you were with,
Lewis.
Yeah, him. His ass for like 3 years.
Commitment, guys. Why am I like this?
Okay, between the two of us, who is better looking and more attractive?
Damn. Shots fired. I would probably say you, though.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You're only saying that to spare my feelings.
No.
You're like, yeah.
No,
Oh, well, I would say you, honestly. So, cheers to that.
Period. We love that.
The website's like, no, y'all aren't supposed to do that. Y'all supposed to break up.
Right? Which one knows more languages? What do you know?
I would say, Spanish. I would say me by, like, just a little landslide.
I would say technically me because I know a little bit of Japanese.
I know a little bit of French.
Oh, period. We're even humans.
The audience is like, speak it then. I'm like,
About that.
I know ASL, too.
I know a little bit of ASL. I used to do
I
that because
that
I,
would
used,
count.
I used to be, like, selectively mute when I was younger. I literally learned ASL because I didn't talk. Trauma.
Which one is taller and by how many inches? Obviously, you're... Oh, wait. That's your question. I was like, wait.
But still me.
I think by, like, 2 inches?
Yeah, I'm 6'2".
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, 5'11".
What do you love about me the most? Ooh. Grammar, guys. Grammar.
I would say your confidence. I really love your confidence and your sense of style, too.
Thank you. I'm glad we're going to be trying out here.
Do you know about each other's dream jobs?
I mean, I feel like it's probably the same.
Yeah.
I want to be famous.
And I also want to be famous. Mm-hmm. Nice, true?
It's true, it's true.
So, yeah, we have the same dream and we're going to reach it eventually.
Exactly. But will you be there? It's a real question.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. Do you know each other's parents, and what do you think about them? I know yours, but you do not know mine.
I was like, I've met your mom.
Oh, you did meet my mom finally, right?
Yeah. Sure. And what was the question?
What do you think about them?
I like her.
Do you like my mom? She likes to be me, so.
Yeah, I was like, y'all are, like, literally watching y'all two together was the funniest thing, because y'all are, like, literally the same. Y'all are twins, y'all say the same shit, and y'all act the same way, and it's just so funny.
We do.
Have you regretted being my best friend because of my behavior?
we act the same, so no.
I thought you were saying, well, actually, yeah, I was like, no.
No, we act the exact same, so guys. What
if I always grow down whenever I don't agree in the question, so it's probably the very top.
Have you ever tried to hide from me when I called you?
No, because you don't call, so.
I don't, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah.
I will always text back.
You're right. Have you ever laughed about me behind my back?
No. But I have laughed about you to your face.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, so you do scroll up.
Yeah.
Now I get it, guys. I'm sorry, I get it. Have you ever secretly wished dating my girl boyfriend?
Oh, hell no. I was openly against your significant other at the time.
You really were.
What are the weirdest habits that I have?
Weirdest habits? Not really weird habits.
Right? Pretty normal.
What equates to normal, guys?
Well, in my book, well, I guess in both of our books, I don't do nothing weird for you to mention. It's just like...
I mean, you see I'm like a clean freak and shit, so...
Yeah.
It's very...
That's a good habit, though. Like, in my world, that's a good trait. So, I'm just saying.
What is the weirdest thing that your best friend has done?
The weirdest thing you have ever done?
Mm-hmm.
Date your ex?
These are firing shots, guys.
I have. Damn. Do we have the same favorite comedy movie?
I don't even know what my favorite comedy movie is.
I know my top five, I think Girls Trip is only comedy. I would say a lot of the movies that are comedy we pretty much like watching.
Yeah, scary movie and all that stuff like that.
Though, yeah, it's definitely a scary movie. If we were to base comedy on the scary movies, then yes, we do have the same favorite movies.
Have you ever loved the same person?
In a friendly manner, yes.
That's true. Yeah,
but
I'm
not, other than no romantic feelings, but just platonic, yes. We have a lot of mutual friends, and we love them, so. Please tell us, what's your favorite thing about your best friend's face?
I don't have a favorite thing either, guys.
No, that's your question about me.
Was it?
Yeah.
And you didn't even hand me the fucking phone? How was I supposed to know that?
No, I'm asking you.
What?
I'm asking you, what's your favorite thing about my face?
I hate this guy now.
Damn.
Your favorite thing? My favorite thing, though? Your eyebrows.
Oh, thanks. Oh, shit.
Too much. Please tell us honestly, what is your best friend good at and why?
I would say that you're really good at art because you went to UTA for your art degree.
UTA?
UNT.
He doesn't know me, guys. It's clear.
Do you go to UTA? UNT?
Me?
I know, right? Damn. Got double time. Slap.
Double homicide.
For real. UNC. You go to UNT?
Yes.
Okay, so I do not you. So shut the shit up. After, like, misproving my point five times in a row. Like,
ooh, okay. If you could go anywhere together, where would it be?
I would say New York.
Again,
I want
to
go again.
We definitely need to go again.
Or Puerto Rico.
I don't even know why, but I really do not care to go to Puerto Rico again. Like,
I feel like if I had
Hawaii,
to...
Maybe,
if it was, like, a lot more people, and it was, like, never mind, not shut up.
I mean, Dad, he's, like, more of a touristy type thing.
Yeah.
It was very barren, because... Okay.
Please tell us honestly, do I have a favorite singer, and who or she is she?
Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift, all of Fifth Harmony, like, top three.